Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It was January 26th when he said it, but the calendar has flipped. It's February 1. The weather has flipped, that's for sure. And two number one overall picks have flipped for each other. What a weekend since we last saw one another. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. You know where we're going to start here in a minute, but first, Key, it's been a half decade since New York has gotten a foot of snow. It's actually serious enough. I'm not sure what the deal is in Connecticut, Jay, but this is a serious situation, and we've been talking about it. No coronavirus test today. If you have a coronavirus test planned for today, no matter how old you are, no matter when you set it up, it is off the books. If you're going to school, it's virtual. Everything is, and almost as important in New York, you don't have to move your car to the other side of the street. Believe me, if you live in New York, that's almost as big of a deal as everything else. It's coming down. It's supposed to come down all day. How's the SoCal blood adjusting right now? We got a couple inches on the ground here.
No, it wasn't cool. I spent probably, it was probably about a 30, 40 minute cleaning the damn thing. Like, I had to walk out.
Cleaning what? Cleaning what?
The snow, man. My car off the top of the snow, even though, you know, it's one of those deals, Jay, where I walked out the back door, and I looked. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I went, and the snow was up to my calf. And I'm like stepping. I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. And so I get the little stuff, the de-ice, and spray it on there and move it and spray it some more, move it, spray it some more, move it. Then I look. It's still coming down. So now I had to go around the car. I'm doing all this. I'm like, this is just – it's not it. It's not cold. It's just a mess. Right? I mean, you have to do all of that all the time. And think about people like you, Jay. You got to clean your driveway. Like, nope. I don't have to clean mine because I don't have a driveway to clean.
I am not going to do what I did last time there was a snowstorm. I had Icy Hot on my back for a week and a half, Key. I was taking Epsom salt baths. I'm not doing it. I'm just going to hire some kids around the neighborhood to shovel my own driveway.
Well, so at least it won't be crowded out in the streets, though, right? People won't be driving around and...
Yeah, as of 6 a.m., at least here in New York, right now, the mayor said only essential vehicles. So if you're thinking about getting an Uber or anything like that, think of a backup plan. And again, if you have a coronavirus vaccine appointment this morning in New York, shot one of two, you'll have to delay it. That'll be the cure of all.
And Zubin, it only gets better when we go do these interviews with Sal Palantone and all these guys who are down in Tampa. They're in Florida. The wind's blowing in their hair. The palm trees in the back. Those are the things that make you feel great about where you are currently.
My boy,
you know,
sent me, he said palm trees. My boy sent me some stuff yesterday from L.A. Clear skies, crystal blue, palm trees in his backyard. He like sit back there chilling at the pool. I'm like, man, this dude.
There will be a day, who knows when it is, that will be a cure for all ills when most people get that shot, even down in Florida where they don't think they need it. But the cure... Sorry. It's true. We can even... Sal, do they even pretend it's happening down there? No.
I think they do now. Early on...
Clubs would say different down in Florida right now. It's popping off.
Yeah, that's probably true, too. But... You know, weekend was fun, though. Everything was good. And the blockbuster trade happened.
Indeed. Speaking of popping off, right? Speaking of popping off, or a cure for all ills, I'm not talking about the vaccine shot. I'm talking about getting Matt Stafford to the Rams and maybe Jared Goff back the other way to Detroit. All right, Key, two number one picks swap for each other. Adam Schefter said it could be an unprecedented offseason of quarterback movement. Apparently, it has begun.
Oh, I was waiting for sound.
No sound in the first block.
It popped off with Matthew Stafford. He was the first ball to drop, and then all of a sudden you see the Jared Goff move. I didn't anticipate. I mean, it's just hard to see how that happened, but I also understand how organizations could play with the salary cap and move things around and make it happen. Is Jared Goff a significant up? I mean, is Matthew Stafford a significant upgrade to the point where you're giving up as much as you gave up to acquire him? Two first-round picks, three essentially, if you count Jared Goff, three first-round picks and a third-round pick as well. I mean, that's one of those bets that it better pay off, man. You've got to at least get to the Super Bowl at some point in Stafford's career as a Ram. But just getting there isn't what you pay for because you were there already. You're paying to win the Super Bowl. Now, if Matthew Stafford is the guy that could get them over the hump to win the Super Bowl, Jay, then it's well worth it. But if you wind up in a situation just getting to the Super Bowl or less, then it wasn't worth it.
You see, I'm all about this for Matthew Stafford. I want to see him get out of Detroit. I know he's never had a running game. His O-line has been decimated. There's a reason why he's been injured all the time. Would love to see them. Would love to see him in Sean McVay's offense, right? But I'm also thinking about Sean McVay here. Is this setting him up for long-term success? You've mortgaged off your entire future. And I mean, they don't have another first-round draft pick until after Joe Biden is done with his presidential term. I mean, that's a long time, Keith. And they haven't had a first-round pick since 2017. They mortgaged off all of them pretty much since 2017 to 2021, where we are now. That's what I meant to say. So it has to pay off yesterday. But also, I mean, their O-line has been decimated. There's other questions that this franchise has that they need to address. Yes, their defense is ready. Now you have a quarterback that you think is going to fit better with Sean McVay, but there's still smaller issues they have to address.
Well, you mentioned Matthew Stafford's problems with the offensive line in Detroit and his lack of big-time winning in Detroit. Well, the Rams' offensive line hasn't been great over the last couple
exactly.
years. And when you look at the way this offensive line is built, the offensive line was built for play-action pass, bootlegs, things of that nature. Now you're going to ask Matthew Stafford, a guy who has had injuries in the past, to get behind an offensive line with an aging left tackle in Andrew Whitworth. You think about those sort of things. And now you're asking him to get on the perimeter, put himself out in harm's way, where you got defensive ends and linebackers rushing to do harm to you. And now you're on the edge with no protection. So if they like it, I love it. If they think that this is what's going to help them win the Super Bowl in the NFC with teams like New Orleans looking for a quarterback because of Drew Brees retiring, or Green Bay stubbing their toe against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they had home field advantage throughout, or if Tampa Bay and Tom Brady are all of a sudden going to disappear after a Super Bowl, or Seattle's not going to retool, or San Francisco is certainly not going to go out there and try to acquire a quarterback that helps them get back to the Super Bowl. I just, you know, I'm not so much worried about the first round picks, because first round, this league is not necessarily made up of first round picks, and you can clearly see that Les Snead feels that way. Les Snead has always gone out and giving up the first-round picks for guys that can help him be successful immediately. So I really don't have a major issue. And he's done extremely well in the draft with the rest of his staff of acquiring mid- to late-round picks and those guys turning into pretty good players for the Rams. So it'll just be interesting to see how this unfolds. It's a new stadium in L.A., Super Bowl's in L.A. next year. So fans will hopefully be in the stands next year, Zubin. And if they like it, I love it.
I'll say two things here on this deal that I think are interesting that not a lot of people are talking about. It's a couple of redemption stories from Los Angeles moving east. You've got Jared Goff obviously going from the Rams to the Lions, trying to resuscitate his career. Maybe he's only there 2 years. The Lions got a top 10 pick. Maybe they draft somebody. But on the other side, the guy that's going to have to make it work, new Lions offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn, jettisoned from the Chargers. He's in Detroit now under Dan Campbell. So you got two LA guys moving to Detroit, both looking to resuscitate their careers. Last point, as Key said, Snead loves moving picks. Most NFL teams treat draft picks like gold bars. You can't do anything with them. Snead has dealt, Key, Jay, 21 picks. He has dealt 21 picks, 7 first-rounders, 4 second-rounders, 4 third-rounders, 2 fourth-rounders, 3 fifth-rounders, 2 6th rounders. Wow. They want a proven commodity, not a draft pick, and they hope they have it in Stafford. On the way, why the Stafford-Goff deal is nothing to compare to what might happen with Deshaun Watson and Houston. The fellas have their thoughts on that.
If there are 2 1s and a 3 and a former number 1 overall pick going for Matthew Stafford, what is Deshaun Watson worth then?
That's right, the chicken feed compared to what the Texans would ask for Watson.
The bar just went up.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
That's where we are now. The residual effect. We're asking this morning on our Twitter question, which QB domino will fall next? It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Mm-hmm. The first two, of course, to fall were Jared Goff and Matt Stafford for each other. The former number one overall picks swapped for one another, and a ton of draft picks going back the other way. So who's next? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key J and Z on Twitter. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. A little Straight Talk here on Matt Stafford before we get to what could be a ransom. I mean, if you think they got a lot for Stafford, think about this. Stafford is going to turn 33. It's an early birthday present. He's going to turn 33 on February 7th. He's at $43 million for the next 2 years, which frankly is extremely reasonable by NFL standards. The oft-injured Stafford in 2020, believe it or not, very quietly, actually played all 16 games. So we will see what it means for the Rams. What does it mean for the Texans? Because as you know, you swap number one overall picks, but the number one offseason target is still waiting out there for somebody. That, of course, is Deshaun Watson. John McClain of the Houston Chronicle was on Sunday morning on ESPN Radio and essentially said whatever happened over the weekend doesn't mean anything going forward regarding you-know-who.
First of all, it's got nothing to do with anything with Deshaun Watson. That trade be chicken feed compared to what the Texans would ask for Watson. They're adamant that they will not trade him. General Manager Nick Caserio said they have zero interest Friday at David Culley's introductory Zoom conference call with the media. And that's the way it is. Watson responded by scrubbing Texans from all his social media platforms. So he's digging in. They're digging in. But the bottom line is, why would you want to force a player to lose millions and millions of dollars by holding out instead of getting a king's ransom?
Seems like a fair question, Key.
Yeah, it's going to always – the next guy is going to always get more. When somebody goes before you, the next guy is going to, you know, that is a certain level. In contract situations, it happens all the time. And I can see the same thing with Deshaun. Instead of two number ones, there's three number ones. And instead of a third round pick, maybe there's three ones and a two and a quarterback back. So that increases what that value is. And if somebody decides we're going to give up four number ones NBA-like, you know, I know it's like, but what happens with those ones is if I'm giving you four ones, Zubin, that's because I know my team is going to be great and those ones are going to be so far at the bottom that they might as well be second round picks for us.
28, 29.
Yeah, so when you start to get into that 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and then now all of a sudden you might as well look at the second round because a guy who's drafted in at that low in the first round, he might as well be a second rounder. I mean, it's the same sort of number. When you get top 50 picks, they're pretty much the same, you know, value. And so I think that that is how teams would look. And as Mike Tannenbaum joins us in about 20 minutes, we could certainly ask him about that, how you look at that when you go late rounds, late first round into the second round. Where's that value at? I don't know if the Texans can hold on to Deshaun because it seems like clearly to me, especially when I played, Madden with him the other night. Mm-hmm. And it felt like Deshaun certainly was going to not be a Texan moving forward. Just in small conversation, Jay.
Your Madden game was horrible, kid. Hey, I saw what you did. Why did you trick the game? What's going on with your Madden skills? I don't want to get on a tangent, but it was one of the worst plays I've ever seen.
Hey, man,
in
we'll
Madden.
Talk about that at some point in time before the show is over with today. Move along.
I will move along. Curious to hear Mike Tannenbaum break that down, but I like what Nick Caserio has done here. And by saying I have zero interest in trading Deshaun Watson. This is a game of poker. And if the bar has been set by watching what we just saw with Jared Goff, not saying that you are going to get more, but the chances are that you're going to hold on to your hand. This is a game of poker. You hold on to your hand, you keep letting the cards flip over, and you sit there and say, okay, I know what hand I have. Who else wants to come to the table? If I saw the Rams get fleeced the way they did by Detroit for that asset, I'm going to sit there and say, I'm going to make sure I get as much as I ask for, and it's deserving because I can wait until the last second. Now, granted, they're in a position of strength, and I don't think they should move from that position at all.
And I think in terms of Deshaun Zubin, what he has to do is he has to take care of himself, though, right? And what I mean by that is he has to continue to train at a high level. Don't all of a sudden become complacent.
James Harden?
No, not he won't do that.
Put on 25
pounds.
But I
mean, just not focused in on your craft, and then all of a sudden this thing gets pushed out until training camp or something wild like that, and then all of a sudden you're not ready to go when the time calls. And he also, from a mental standpoint, has to stand strong. He cannot crumble under the peer pressure of the media. Because this is a cycle. I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. Okay? Everybody says, Deshaun, woo, get out of there. You're crazy. Deshaun, they don't know what they're doing. In about 2.5-3 months, that thing will start to turn on Deshaun. And all the little sports center anchors and all the little people will start to say, Deshaun Watson's a problem. This guy, and he cannot crumble under that. He has to stay firm in his decision. He cannot all of a sudden cave because people are going to say, well, you know, Deshaun is a great guy, but I don't know. This is hurting him. His agent is really hurting him. Don't listen to that. Just keep training and stay strong. Be committed to it if you're going to do it. You got to be committed to it. And when I say committed to it and going to do it, I mean if you're going to stand firm and you want out, put your house up for sale. Let's start going. Let's do it.
So Will Watson.
Zubin, don't let him call you little now. Don't let him call the Sports Center people little now.
No,
don't let him do
like
that. And then use the Mike Tannenbaum voice. Don't let him do that, Zubin.
I'm just saying the news people, man. You know, they start, you know how these cycles go.
I hear Zubin. What you're talking about.
We're all in this corner today. But in about 2.5 months, if the deal isn't done or something, they'll turn the tide on you in a heartbeat. I've lived it, man. I've watched it.
Yes.
For many years.
Watching on TV, the only thing I saw yesterday was bread flying off the shelves. That's what you have to see when the snow is coming. But we'll wait to see what happens with Watson. It's true. The milk and the bread.
No, it was ridiculous. Right. I went to the store yesterday.
No milk, no eggs,
man,
nothing.
I went to Costco yesterday. It was crazy.
Right. World will be okay on Wednesday. We'll be fine. But until Wednesday, batten down the hatches. So the question is, which quarterback domino will fall next? Will it be Watson? Will it be somebody else? 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Last word here for the three quarterbacks, the two dealt and Watson. The reality is Watson's in a special case because he's your long-term answer no matter what. If it doesn't work out with Matt Stafford and the Rams, look, it's just a two-year deal. They can be done. And for Jared Goff, they could flip him easily. Two years are really left. They can draft the last top 10 pick.
Did you hear what you just said, though?
What's that?
You heard just because you said it. You said 2 years. Mm-hmm. Think about all the Rams gave up for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm sure he's going to get a long-term extension.
Right.
But the mere thought of just 2 years for all that ransom for 2 years.
Right.
That's crazy.
Could get out from under it. They could get out from under Goff after 2 years and draft somebody in the top 10 even this year.
Yeah, but Detroit wins in that situation where the Rams is all in for the next 2 years. And if it doesn't go the way that it's supposed to go, you just gave away two first round picks, a third round pick, and it's just a lot.
The Lions' new leadership got 6-year deals for a reason. On the way, is this Super Bowl actually more important to Mahomes rather than Brady? Even though where you know Super Bowl 55 is being played.
When we went into the season, we weren't talking about going to the Super Bowl. We were talking about winning it again. We're trying to run it back.
You have a message for the GOAT headed into the Super Bowl?
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his ass on Sunday in the Super Bowl.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Kyrie Irving inbound it for the left corner. Irving, bounce pass under the basket, bank, in and out by Luau Cabarro, the rebound, Bradley Beal, the Wizards win.
You heard it on Federal News Radio. Seriously, this had to be one of the craziest games of the NBA season. The Wizards scoring 8 points in the final 8.1 seconds to stun the Nets. Put another way, the Nets are up 5 points with 12 seconds to go and lost. Wizards head coach Scott Brooks said it's one of the craziest, if not the craziest game he's really ever been involved with in his long NBA career as a player and a coach. From the NBA to the MLB, the PA there thinking about a delayed season. They're thinking about maybe pushing back the start of spring training to late March. That's generally when the season would begin. The beginning of the season to late April, they would play 154 games. That's what they used to do until 1961. They used to play 154. Most importantly, the players would be paid for 162 games. So they would get their full salary even if they don't play a full schedule. That's what the PA is asking for. And today is the start of Black History Month. So every single day this month on your SportsCenter update, we'll give you some of the great moments from black athletes across the time here in sports. And we'll begin with something that actually happened yesterday, but it's never too late to discuss, the legendary Doug Williams becoming the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl when the Washington football team, known as something else back then, romped all over the Denver Broncos 42-10 in Super Bowl 22. What makes this extra special, of course, is, you know, Williams starred at a historically black college, Grambling. Joe Gibbs led the Redskins, let's just call them the Redskins because that's what they were back then, to three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Unbelievable accomplishment, including, of course, the great Doug Williams. And SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Look, we all accidentally damage our phones. It happens. Now, Straight Talk Wireless' new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection, just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, data, and more. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/Straight Talk. Limitations and exclusions apply. And of course, that is the weekend. You heard the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend for football fans. It's our first weekend without football in a while, right? Since we didn't have the Pro Bowl, the weekend will perform.
Well, we kind of had the Pro Bowl, but
we did. We had a little special presentation yesterday on ESPN if you missed it, but the Pepsi halftime show, the weekend will be there. We're heading toward a great weekend, our final weekend, unfortunately, of football. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests, including Mike Tannenbaum, the front office insider, will be here in 6 minutes, and we'll get the front office perspective on what happened between the Rams and the Lions over the weekend. But those two,
I wonder when the weekend is out to dinner or somewhere, and someone gives them the bill and says, "Thank you, Mr. Weekend." Like, is that how they? I just was I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out how do they present.
Able.
You know?
Right.
Able.
It's like Machine Gun Kelly. You don't go up to him and say, hey, Coulson. I believe his first name is Coulson. I saw him on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. Excuse me, Mr. Kelly. Mr. Machine Gun. It's like the same thing, right?
It was so weird to me. Because I know him as The Weeknd. I don't know him as his first name. Oh, well, right. Anyway.
And remember, no E on the, no extra E on this particular weekend. But coming weekend for NFL, we're ready to go. All right, so it should be a lot of fun here. We're ready to go for Super Bowl 55. And there's been so much talk, Key, here on why there's so much pressure on Tom Brady in this game. Obviously, at 43, how many chances do you get back? He signed for one more year. You're playing this game in your home stadium. You finally got here. You took three road games to get a home game. Mahomes will have so many more chances. He's just 25 years old. Every year he's been the starter, they've been either in the Super Bowl or on the cusp. But there is an argument to be made that despite all that, despite everything hanging out there for Brady, there's a lot more pressure on the kid.
Oh,
I'm just so impressed with Pat. There's one thing about the physical skill, but also how he endearing he is to his teammates. You know, I could see there's a special quality about him that attracts the teammates to him. I just wanted to make sure he knew that, you know, I was, I don't know if it was proud, but just wanted to let him know what kind of guy that I thought he was, not just as a player, but as a person as well. He's going to be a great player in the NFL for a long time.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, yeah.
That was nice.
Well, he's supposed to say nice things. What are you going to say? I mean, he's a quarterback. He's not going to say anything mean. The quarterbacks are friendly with each other. And so I think that when you look at it, Tom knows, terrific Tom knows that this kid is second to none. He's superior. And it's important for him to win this Super Bowl. Because if Tom Brady gets seven and he has one, it's harder to catch that seven. It's easier to get closer to six, obviously, if you win one. You got two, he got six, you get to four, you get to, you know, right around that number four. You don't necessarily have to get six to surpass him in people's mind as the greatest quarterback of all times, given your skill set. His skill set helps him tremendously when that argument comes up 15 years from now. It'll be about his skills, about what he's able to do, no matter what the situation is. He's got four, Tom's got six. He may never catch Tom on the six, but because of his skill set and how people look at you, that narrative will be set a certain way, Jay.
Yeah, no, I'm with the key. He has to win this one. If he's going to ascend to be the greatest of all time, I go back to the Jeff Darlington reference when he said he is the Michael Jordan. People have compared him to Michael Jordan for Patrick Mahomes. If you lose this Super Bowl to Tom Brady, who's 43 years old, and you, even if you do get to four, this game at 43 years old for Tom Brady, even if he wins it off his defense, will forever be ingrained in the resume of Patrick Mahomes. Now, I will say this. It's interesting hearing the Tom Brady sound because Tom almost said, I'm proud of him. He caught himself, right? This is the old guard versus the new guard. That's why I go back to Patrick Mahomes has to take the torch and grab it and yank it away from Tom Brady in this moment to say, this league is now mine. Appreciate what you brought to the game, Tom. You're incredible. You are the GOAT. You are the legend for now. But I am on my way. I am coming.
He is coming. And you win this one, you get yourself two, you keep Tom at six, then you have a window of probably, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years to maybe get two or three more because they're a young football team. They're not aging. They're right at that sweet spot where now all of a sudden you could take off and do some things. They're not mortgaging the future to get players because they got everybody. They can keep their picks and just pick players to replace other guys. They still have money to sign guys in free agency as the salary cap gets back to its normal, stay at about 2 years because it'll take a dip this year slightly, but then it'll get back to whatever that number will be 2-3 years from now, and they'll be able to use money to sign guys because their main core of guys are already under contract. You know, maybe Sammy Watkins falls off their cap and they get that money to go out and sign somebody else at another position in the future. Maybe they can address the running back spot when Le'Veon Bell falls off. Then they can go pick up another backup. So it's kind of like it's a perfect time to take care of business. You don't want to be in a situation right now where you lose. Because if you're Patrick Mahomes and you lose the Super Bowl, now all of a sudden things start to look different. You know, now the coaches start to say, who we need to replace. They start messing with the chemistry of what they built to get to the Super Bowl to begin with.
I think you make a great point. On the surface, $503 million for Mahomes sounds, obviously, it's the biggest contract in American professional sports history. But as the league gets back to normal and it starts to go up and up and up, there's going to be a day, as crazy as it sounds, where a $40 or $50 million quarterback is not going to be seen as egregious. It sounds crazy. So to have him in that stead makes sense. You lock up Travis Kelce. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on a rookie deal. On the defensive side of the ball, you've already locked up Chris Jones. So you make a great point. On offense and defense, they've locked up a ton of guys. And the next domino to fall between Brady and Mahomes, Jay, by the way, right now the youngest quarterback in NFL history to win two Super Bowls is Tom Brady. Did it at the age of 26. Wow. On Sunday, it could be the youngest quarterback ever to win two Super Bowls as quickly as possible would be Mahomes, Jay, and he would do it at the age of 25. So another opportunity in this game for Mahomes to pass Brady, at least in that impressive category.
And Zubin, I'm going to go ahead and say this. You know, if you're watching guys like LeBron James and seeing how he's kind of moved from team to team, I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if you do feel like your window is closing with the Kansas City Chiefs, look what we're seeing Deshaun Watson do right now. I mean, potentially, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to finish his career with the Kansas City Chiefs if he chooses not to.
Damn, you got him moving already, huh?
No, I'm just saying if it gets to a certain point in time down the road, it's feasible.
Right. We're talking about it with Aaron Rodgers, and you never, never know. That's the one thing about this league. Again, Mahomes versus Brady, the right choice could lead to $1 million. Right now, DraftKings is offering the 5.55 Super Bowl 55 millionaire. Your shot at the $1 million top prize awaits at DraftKings. And now, Key, after I stole Key's drink this morning, Key's hot adopted. I stole Key's drink this morning. Sorry about that.
Thief.
Community fridge. Now it's time to find out if it was a steal for how
stupid,
the Lions and Rams pulled off a deal for Stafford and Goff, at least on one side. And let's do it with the front office insider, Mike Tannenbaum. That's what Adam Schefter said. By the way, Schefter is going to be on Greeny this morning. He put the number at 18. If that's the case, two down, 16 to go. And we welcome in the front office insider, Mike Tannenbaum. He joins us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike, we've been talking about this particular deal of top picks being swapped for each other a million different ways, but we haven't gotten the front office perspective, and I know that's something you can certainly give us. Take us inside from the front office upstairs, how this deal works for both teams.
Well, let's start with the Rams side of it. You know, clearly they feel they can't get to where they want to go with their quarterback, Jared Goff, so they acquire Matt Stafford. I think this has a lot of risk to it, though, from the Rams. They are so top-heavy. When you think about what happens if anything happens to Aaron Donald, something happens to Jalen Ramsey, they have a very, very small window. They may not even be able to keep some of their key free agents like a Ty Hill, Josh Johnson, really good players because of their cap situation. And to go 8 years without a first-round pick, in my opinion, is really irresponsible. And when you think about the skill players that Matt Stafford had in 2020, when you think about guys like Galladay, Marvin Jones, Danny Amendola, TJ Hockenson, I think the Rams will be really good next year, but it's not a huge upgrade. So the Rams put all their chips in the middle of the table, and we'll see what happens. As far as Detroit, it's really interesting. They may have a quarterback of their future in Jared Goff, but to get two ones and a third-round pick, I think it's a great trade for them. I work with Dan Campbell. I work with Anthony Lynn, their new offensive coordinator. They want to pound the ball, then throw it over your heads. And when you look at when Jared Goff was great in 2018, that was Todd Gurley's best year, 17 rushing touchdowns. So look for a guy like DeAndre Swift to be a big part of that Lion offense, and hopefully that plays to Jared Goff's strengths.
Let me ask you this, Mike, because you've done trades. You've been in, obviously, the war room. You understand what things are in terms of the draft and how the charts look. In some cases, is a late first-round pick not as valuable as a second-round pick? And the reason I say this is because the Rams won't have any first-round picks, like you said, for 8 years. But they seem to build on their second and third, fourth, fifth-round picks is what their roster is made of.
Yeah, no, they've done a great job. And look, they had a great defense last year. But my point, Key, is their margin for error is so small. And the reason I like those last few picks in the first round and give Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta, the Ravens, a lot of credit a couple years ago, they traded up from the top of the second to the bottom of the first, and they got the extra year, the fifth year on Lamar Jackson's contract. And as we know, that's hugely consequential when we see what these second contracts are. So that's not to say that you can't win. It's a totally fair point, Key. But I do like the bottom of the first round because you do get the extra year. And here's the other point I want to make. I promise you, Bill O'Brien, the head coach and general manager of the Houston Texans, 2 years ago was sitting there saying, like, oh, our picks to Miami for Laremy Tunsil will be at the bottom of the first round. And look at the Miami Dolphins today. To their credit, they're sitting there with the third pick in the draft.
Mm, you mentioned the Houston Texans. What does this trade Stafford-Goff do for the, I guess you could call it, the ransom that the Houston Texans are looking for Deshaun Watson?
It should certainly help. I think he goes for at least 3 ones and a really good player. And if I'm the Houston Texans, I have to reconcile the fact that he's saying he's not coming back. I think at some point, Cal McNair has to answer the question, what environment did he create that several months ago, Deshaun Watson signs this big contract? He's one of the stars of our sports. He's a great player. He's a great person. He's a great leader. He's 25 years old. He's under contract for 5 years, Key, and he wants to leave. Why is that? Now, with that said, once they reconcile that they have to trade him, there is a sense of urgency because at some point, these other teams that need quarterbacks are going to look for alternatives. So if I was them, I would act as fast as possible.
Mike, a lot of teams out there who can potentially make this happen, but where do you think the best landing spot is for Deshaun Watson?
Oh, I think that's easy, Jay. Well, it's the New York Jets. Joe Douglas has done a nice job. They have 4 number 1 picks. I would trade 3 of them and Quinnen Williams for Deshaun Watson. And candidly, Jay Will,
wow.
Once Nick Caserio called me, I would not let him off the phone. I wouldn't let him off the phone. And here's why. If I have to throw in Quinnen Williams, who's a really good young defensive player, we could go find him. Mm. Deshaun Watson is a once-in-a-10-year player. And here's something else that'll give you an ulcer as a general manager. If you're Joe Douglas and he goes to Deshaun and Deshaun Watson goes to Miami, could you imagine if you're sitting there as the New York Jets and 4 games a year you're playing Deshaun Watson and Josh Allen? How are you going to win the division for the next decade? So if I get Nick Caserio on the phone, I am not getting off because Sam Darnold, no USC disrespect, Key, is not going to beat Josh Allen and he's not going to beat Deshaun Watson. So your chance to win the division is to overpay and go get him right now.
Wow. Hey, let me bring you back to one of the thoughts I had last night watching all this stuff happen and then kind of assessing it, Mike, was, wow, Les Snead has admitted fault. He said, you know what? We paid this quarterback a lot of money, but I made a mistake. I'm going to move forward. It's going to cost me a lot, but I want to give Sean McVay the best chance to win. Is that something that the Eagles should be paying attention to, considering their Carson Wentz debacle that they're in?
Yeah, well, first of all, in my opinion, Sean McVay does not get a free pass. If I'm Les Snead, I go into a room and I say, you know what? We're going to make this trade extremely reluctantly because 2 years ago you told me that Jared Goff's the guy we could go win with. We paid him $135 million, almost half of which was guaranteed. And now as a coach, 2 years later, you can't win with this guy. So We're going to make this trade. But as a coach, you should be a problem solver. And now I'm having the same conversation in Philadelphia. Obviously, it's a different dynamic because Doug Peterson isn't there. But when an organization makes an extension like the Rams or the Eagles do, it's as an organization. The general manager's not sitting there in his office all by himself. So I'm sure with Nick Sirianni, they said, hey, what is the detailed plan for Jalen Hurts? What's the detailed plan for Carson Wentz? And Nick Sirianni, I'm sure, in large part, got the job because he's had a really good track record of developing quarterbacks. And we'll see how this year plays out. But these are huge, huge decisions for organizations, and they have to be made when everybody is on lockstep and signing off on it.
It's fascinating insight. So it's like the old free agent thing. Don't let him out of the building, or if you're on the phone with Nick Caserio, don't let him off the phone. Got to do what you can to make it happen. Schefter said 18, Rams, Lions down, maybe Texans next. Mike, thanks very much. We'll see you this morning with Greeny and the gang on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Stay all safe right with the storm.
Thanks. Okay. Same to thanks you. Same to you. And speaking of another team that could have some quarterback issues, let's go from A to Z. In fact, both of those cities could have quarterback issues. We're going to focus in on the latter. Philly from A to Z, brought to you by Dell Small Business. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. You know, when Dan Campbell was hired by the Lions, people started calling him Definitive Dan because everything was absolutes, 100%. The polar opposite would be New Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni treading a little bit more lightly. Try to follow this if you can.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team, that we have a smart football team here. And I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're going to have systems in place that are easier to learn. All right, complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn. Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over. Less thinking equals talent take over, but we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place.
He wasn't hired to be a public speaker, obviously.
It wasn't, it wasn't that bad, Zubin. I mean, you got the gist of what he was saying.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't as bad as people trying to make it out to be.
Yeah, Key, I don't know why everybody's jumping on this. Like, oh, look, this is the problem that we're going to. I'm like, what are you talking about? If you actually listen to what he said, it makes sense. He probably didn't say it in the most smooth way, but it made sense.
He was nervous. He was probably nervous a little bit. Got up there you know, first real press conference as a head coach, and he has a system, and he's very smart. So, I mean, I don't see anything really wrong with it. I mean, it's fine.
I mean, it wasn't the smoothest, but I mean, look, it's okay. Calm down. Like, first press conference, don't jump the gun, Eagles fans. I know Pat Costello was like, this is our coach. What are we doing? One of our producers, just calm down. It's okay.
Yeah, it was. He had a very smart press conference, so to speak.
Zubin, no comment. Zubin, no comment.
Well, I mean, he was.
I feel like you feel differently.
He was also non-committal on the future of Carson Wentz. That's one thing we didn't. Well, this is actually the first soundbite we were actually supposed to play that we played. So that's a victory for us this morning.
What?
Second thing.
Shots fired to the production team back there.
But the real issue is the future of Wentz, which was non-committal, as you might expect. I don't think he's going to empty.
Yeah, but what did you think about his press conference, Zubin? Did you like it, yay or nay, or thumbs up or down?
I just heard a snippet. See, this is where you're coming from the SportsCenter world. I'm always sold a bag of goods in radio. This is the worst thing that ever happened. So just say that. And then I say it, and it's really not the worst thing that ever happened.
Yeah, it was you're not being sold a bag of goods. It's your position. My position wasn't that bad, right? I mean, it's whether it's SportsCenter, radio, whatever we do, we could clearly see for us it wasn't that bad. Maybe the fan base and Pat, who works with us, who's an Eagle fan, didn't like it because he's looking for the Dan Campbell fiery, get in your face. This is Eagles.
Bite your
this
kneecaps.
Is Philadelphia. We're tough. We're hard workers. And that didn't happen. So it's a little disappointing, I think, to Eagle fans.
Just remember, Zubin, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. Just remember. That's what he said.
All right, I'm approaching every soundbite now with incredible trepidation. Incredible trepidation.
Yeah, well, A to Z, we're very smart.
We'll see. So throughout the course of the morning here, we're going to be weighing in on which quarterback domino will fall next. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key J and Z on Twitter. So we have Goff done. We have Stafford done. Who's next? You tell us, 888-SAY-ESPN. On the way, 2 years ago, the Rams were in the Super Bowl with Goff. Now they're moving on. What about the QB who lost last year's Super Bowl? We'll dig into that next.